This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Kimberly Staplefeld. Kimberly's with a large system, the Aurora Advocate System, a great success there. Kim, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks, Scott. My role at Advocate Aurora Healthcare is the senior administrator with hospital-based services. So what that is basically working with all of our hospitals on the Wisconsin side of the business, and I manage the hospitalists, the palliative care, hospice, and wound care clinicians, along with about a dozen staff. It's a 24/7 operation, and I'm thrilled to be part of a talented team.
How did you end up at Advocate Aurora? How did your career develop and so forth?
It's kind of an odd path. So I am an English major and had thought I was going to go into journalism. So when I decided that I wanted to do more with advising and looking at opportunities to do strategic planning, I ended up at an agency who did that for healthcare systems throughout the Midwest and in Arizona. I found my real niche there and an opportunity to really excel. And as I developed my career, I found that I really wanted something a little bit more stable as I had a growing family on top of that. So with that, I landed at Advocate Aurora Healthcare as a business development individual, and then I worked my way up into operations as well, and ultimately where I'm at now with the medical group and managing large teams in multiple sites.
Now, you know, by background, you're an MBA. Here's the MBA itself. People are always asking, should I go back and get my MBA? Should I not? How have you found that in terms of your career and so forth?
You know, the MBA was always something that I had always wanted to pursue right out of college, but my career, as well as getting married and moving to a different state, it didn't fit into my puzzle. But as I moved back into the area where my husband and I grew up, I knew that this was a goal that I needed to move forward with. Learning has always been a part of my DNA, and I feel like if I'm not learning something, I'm not bringing value to the employer that I support. So the MBA, for me personally, was something that was always part of who I wanted to what I wanted to accomplish, and I'm continuing to move on my journey beyond my MBA and also receive my fellowship with the American College of Healthcare Executives.
Aurora Advocate has merged over the last couple of years, recently sort of further consolidated leadership in total, overall a great organization. Tell us a couple positive things about the organization you're part of. Give us a couple thoughts on what's going on with Advocate Aurora and sort of the group that you work with and so forth.
Advocate Aurora Healthcare has been a great opportunity to bring together talented teams from both Wisconsin and Illinois. I found that a lot of the challenges that I had as a leader in our organization, many of the leaders in Illinois were having the same. And I think having a larger network and pool of individuals and professionals that I can lean into has been probably one of the greatest resources. We've also had a lot of opportunity to learn from each other and really look at ways of how are we doing things as it relates to vendor relationships, as well as new technologies and innovations. And having a large organization makes us a little bit more nimble and have the ability to explore those options as healthcare continually changes for us.
Well, fantastic. What a great situation. And now I know Jim Scogsberg is the overall CEO, and what a great leader he is. So fantastic. What do you love about what you do now? What are the things that you love about what you do?
Honestly, supporting those who really are at the bedside as probably gives me one of the greatest joys. I think what I find daily is that I'm learning something new and amazing every day. And the challenges that we have, especially with the inpatient side, it's 24/7. And maintaining a positive team environment, helping our clinicians understand their value to the organization, as well as providing them with the resources necessary to ultimately have positive outcomes for all the patients that we have, has been such a great career opportunity for me, as well as learning opportunity. I've had physicians and nurses in my family, and I've always appreciated what they brought to the table, but having now being a partner with them has been probably one of the greatest joys that I've had.
Isn't that fantastic? And what a great focus on supporting providers who then take care of patients. Just a magnificent focus. If this year kind of goes well for you and what you do for your organization, any thoughts on what that looks like? I mean, not budgetary, but what does it look like to have a good year?
Honestly, to have a good year is something that as an organization, now as a combined organization, we have many goals that are situated around safety, around service quality or patient experience, clinical quality, and engagement. I think those areas of focus and goals are important from everyone from the C-suite to those that are managing, you know, the billing and coding for us, for example. And I think with an organization as large as we are, safety is as number one. And I think that if that focus is there, ultimately we want to make sure ensure our patients who are coming to our clinics, to our hospitals, who are visiting at the home, they all feel that their care is coming from those that are most concerned about safety and the best outcome possible.
Thank you. And then I'll ask you another follow-up question about advice for leaders. And really twofold on it, and any particular advice for people building a career, and any particular advice for women leaders, either of those categories of advice?
You know, my advice for women leaders is probably the same as I would have for male leaders. It's really, three things that I've found as I've matured in my careers. First of all, is really to strike a balance. And what I mean by that is that, you know, if you are good at home, you'll ultimately be good at work. As I've really grown, I found that I need that balance. And one of the part of the balances for me is running half marathons. So I like to take that time at the end of the day or before I come to work to do that training, to really think about that and to have that goal. But it requires me to make sure that I'm able to schedule that well and I'm able to enjoy it when I am running on the road. So that's something that I do enjoy. I also think for me, you've really got to trust your gut and don't doubt your intuition. I think that's an important aspect of it. I think there's a lot of noise in this world. There's a lot of information that comes at us all at once. At the end of the day, it's trusting your gut and your intuition and your relationships that you have. And I think that's probably one of the best advice that I received from many of my mentors. And lastly is be a mentor. I think if you have the opportunity to be a mentor to others, you learn so much about yourself. And I also learn a lot from those that I mentor. And I think it's a great opportunity to expand your horizons and also to continue to learn about different generations and opportunities that people are experiencing.
So I love those three pieces of advice. The first is find balance. Second is trust your gut. And three, be a mentor. If you mentor others, the best way to learn is to mentor others, to teach others. And so not even from a just selfless perspective, but also selfless perspective, being a mentor is a magnificent thing. So I love those three pieces of advice. Balance, trust your gut, mentor. I wish I could still run the 10Ks and the half marathons at the pace that you run them at. But now I'm more in that walk run type mode as I get older, but it is what it is. But just magnificent, Kimberly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Any further thoughts about what you're doing and where you see your future?
My future, I'm excited about. I think there's so much that healthcare is going to be changing. The innovation is probably daily, if not monthly. And I think that we're at a time where things are really going to, things are going to look differently, you know, a year, 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years from now. And we're at the cusp of something of a movement that I think is, if you're in healthcare today, I think you're truly going to benefit from all of the things that are moving. It's also going to be challenging from the perspective of change management. You know, healthcare is slow to change in some respects, and not by those that provide the care, but by healthcare, guidelines and regulations that we have to manage. And I think that's something, those are balls in the air that we're just going to have to look at. How do we make sure that we keep everything in the air while everything around us is changing? I am excited about the ways that the new talent that comes into our organization and the ideas that are coming forward and the relationships that we're forming. So I think that, you know, for me personally, I know that there's never going to be a lack of nothing to do. And I think there's going to be always something that is going to be exciting for the generations that are behind me. And I'm hoping that I can lay the right groundwork for the future.
Well, fantastic. And just a pleasure visiting you today, Kimberly. Just a great career, a great organization. And I thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us today. Love your thoughts on the future of healthcare, how crazily positive it is, how many positive changes are happening. And now, yes, you got to be prepared for change management, but how the future is literally so bright, even though there's all this talk and concerns out there. So thank you so much for joining us in your perspective. Just great.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate the opportunity.